It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go. Podcast time. The Plan B After Show podcast, to be more specific. Brock, Hunter, hanging out with you. What's going on? As always, your Plan B After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle. Gilson! 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor, your full-service motorcycle repair shop, getting you taken care of. Big bikes, little bikes, loud bikes, quiet bikes, fast bikes, slow bikes. Anyway, they got you covered. Go see them. Gilson, like all kinds of bikes. Not electric bikes, though, Hunter. Not your stupid electric bicycle.
No, they would love it.
Yeah, they'd love to throw it in the trash. And I don't know. Anyway, we'll hear a word from our sponsor in just a bit, but let's get to it. It's time for Fact and Opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion, and we'll go from there.
Let's got any sweet electric bike facts?
No, yeah, electric bikes are stupid. Let's do. Wow. No. I just read this one, but we'll do this one. In the novel Forrest Gump, Forrest is 6'6", 242 pounds. The author, Winston Groom, says he pictured John Goodman playing him in a movie. That's way off. Way off.
Yeah, John Goodman hauling ass through the football field.
That's interesting because I first of all, I didn't know it was a novel. I didn't realize that Forrest Gump was a novel. And second of all, could you imagine anybody but Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump? And we've talked about this before because we know it because he's played it. Like, that's a character. You could have put anybody in there, and that's what we'd know. But I just, Tom Hanks as Forrest Gump, that's the Forrest Gump I can only ever imagine. I couldn't picture anyone else. John Goodman as him doesn't even make sense to me. That's like a spoof.
I think you're right there.
More like Forrest Lump, am I right?
Forrest Lump. He's Lump. You know what? I think I got Tom Hanks figured out. And I was watching something with Tom Hanks the other day. And it was a portion of a movie. I can't remember what movie it was. But I'm like, dude, he does it in every single movie. And I think I know why he wins Grammys. I think everybody thinks he's a great actor.
Not Grammys.
In every single movie. Or Oscars, whatever. Yeah. Every single movie. There's a portion in the movie where Tom Hanks won't say anything. And he just kind of stares off into the distance. And the camera will kind of zoom into his face a little bit. And that's the part of the movie. Every single movie he's in, he's got one of those scenes. And it's like, oh, it really grabs you. And you're like, oh, Tom Hanks, best actor ever.
Interesting.
Think about it. There's a portion of every movie of Tom Hanks where he doesn't say anything. And he kind of has that Tom Hanks look. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like where he's just kind of staring at you. It's almost a little cross-eyed a little bit.
Cross-eyed, is that what it is?
I mean, it's not cross-eyed, but it's something. There's something there. You know, it's that classic Tom Hanks look. And it just sets every movie he's in off into the, you know.
He is a fantastic actor. And even going back to his early stuff, like I just looked up Tom Hanks movies and I'm just, dude, he has made so many amazing movies. So many amazing movies. I'm trying to think what my favorite one would be. Turner and Hooch, fantastic. That's an awesome movie. The Money Pit, killer movie. The Burbs, awesome movie.
Burbs, a great movie, yeah.
That Thing You Do, Forrest Gump, Apollo 13.
Apollo 13.
Saving Private Ryan, dude.
Huge. How about
Captain Phillips? I've never seen that one. I've not seen that one. I need to watch that one. The Green Mile, one of the greatest movies ever made. Road to Perdition, Castaway, Catch Me If You Can. Holy shit, dude.
Yeah. Dude, he's probably the best actor, right?
Toy Story? I mean, I know that's just the voice, but still,
it's huge.
Yeah.
Makes millions and millions off of that.
Have you seen Sully?
Mm-mm.
Oh, that's the one where he plays Sully Sullenberg, the guy who landed on the Hudson.
Oh.
Dude, so good. So good.
So who's Tom Hanks? Like, does Tom Hanks even know who Tom Hanks is? Like, there's got to be a point where you're like, he's been every character you could probably be.
And all big movies, too. Like, you know, a lot of actors, you know, have a couple of like, okay, that wasn't good. Or maybe, like, I don't think he's made a bad movie. I mean, even in his early careers where everyone's starting off. But it's like he just started off with a bang, you know?
But he really, I guess, you know, I say that, I'm going to take that back, because I think every movie he plays Tom Hanks, except Forrest Gump. Forrest Gump is probably the only one where he, like, had to kind of act, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, what other movie can you say that he's different?
That,
like,
Tom Hanks-esque. Philadelphia, definitely. I mean, he still has, you know, the moments, but there's some where he definitely kind of, you know, in more serious roles and everything, but he still has those little Tom Hanks quirks, I guess. I don't know. It's hard to put a finger on him, man, but he's legendary in my mind. Legendary. Legendary. You know, there's that moment, I think, when an actor turns a corner, and I think he did that so early on in his career and became so marked. I don't know. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's...
But he also doesn't seem like a nut bar. Maybe he is. I don't know. But, like, he doesn't get, like, the hate that, like, Tom Cruise gets or John Travolta, you know?
He's kind of juked the paparazzi a little bit, you know?
Yeah, stays out of it, I guess, so.
You've never heard of Tom Hanks, like, anything real bad about Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is a piece of trash. But, he did this and that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't know, but anyway.
Is there any other actor like him?
I think there's some. It's hard to...
To
his caliber? Oh, for sure. For sure. You
like
got
who? As many movies, like the movies you just listed right there, like you listed 15 movies pretty much that were all fucking phenomenal movies.
Like, I would
who
say,
who else has that many?
What about like Anthony Hopkins? You know?
Well, look it up. Not as many though. Anthony Hopkins, there's no Forrest Gump with Anthony Hopkins.
I mean,
there's no Saving Private Ryan.
You got Hannibal,
doesn't hold a flame to any Tom Hanks movie.
Silence of the Lambs. Come on now.
I mean, it's a good. I mean, crazy movie.
Meet Joe Black, amazing movie. What else was he in?
But you didn't say with Tom Hanks.
That's why I was looking at his list. Maybe not him. There's got to be other actors that I mean, Brad Pitt. Think about Brad Pitt movies. There you go.
Brad Pitt. As many like legendary movies though.
Boy, I mean, you got to think about the movies he's done. You got World War Z, which was all right. I mean, you got that on there. You got Legends of the Fall. You got
Fight Club,
Spy Game, 7 Years in Tibet, The Big Short, River Runs Through It, all the Oceans. I mean, those are all, but maybe not Interview with a Vampire, Moneyball. Mm-hmm. But you know, actually, even reading these, those are great movies. But are they to the
status? Hold a flame to Tom Hanks?
God,
I've never really thought about that.
Yeah, yeah. God,
is he the best actor ever?
Mm.
Who else has that many? Schwarzenegger? But those are different kind of movies.
But even
though.
Schwarzenegger's like, movies, though, like, dude, Predator's cheesy as fuck. You know,
right?
That's,
you know,
action movies wise. Yeah, you could probably chalk it up. You know, Schwarzenegger's up there, but I see now I'm driving myself nuts because not taking anything from Tom Hanks, but I mean, God, you look at that list and it's like, wow, these are all massive. There's nothing that's like small, you know?
Mm-mm. And they're all, even all of those movies, Tom Hanks movies you listed, I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Even go back to
every one of them is its own entity, you know what I'm saying?
Like the movie Big, like even Big, like that was huge, you know?
Great movie.
God, I'm just trying to think of another actor in his line.
That holds a flame to
Tom
Hanks.
Now, okay.
Does anybody hold a flame to Tom Hanks?
Tom Cruise, I would say, has got to be...
close,
because let's look at Tom Cruise. I would say Tom Cruise maybe even bigger because you go back to some of the legendary movies he's made. Cocktail, Born on the 4th of July, The Color of Money, like any of the Mission Impossibles, you know. Then he did the Jack Reacher, The Firm. What's the one? Rain Man. You got Jerry Maguire. Mm-hmm. Risky Business. What's the one? With Jack Nicholson. The mm-hmm. Did I say The Firm? Or
I think you're getting quantity here. But as far as quality, I still don't think it holds a flame to Mr. Hanks.
Boy, but you think about, and he was also in an Interview with a Vampire. I don't know, because Tom Cruise, like, marquee movies. You put Tom Cruise in a movie, you're going big. You're going big. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
As big as if you're going to go with Tom Hanks?
Ah, shit.
you know? I have yet to hear a list that's better than his list.
Because you do look at, like, okay, are all the Mission Impossibles, like, up there? You know, you miss an Impossible 6. Is that as good as, no. You know, so...
Doesn't hold a flame before it's gone.
Damn, man.
Doesn't hold a flame to... Saving Private Ryan.
Green
Mile.
Even if Tom Hanks only made Saving Private Ryan, I mean, it's legendary. Legendary, dude.
That's wild. I honestly, dude, I'm going to really look into this.
This is like another conversation I want to have, because I'm beating my head against a wall.
You could almost make a topic out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we could go in circles all day. I could sit here and keep Googling actors, but I don't know if I'm going to come to an end. All right. Well, let's wrap it up here. This is a conversation we can have for another day here on the Plan B After Show podcast. Thank you so much for hanging out. Now I want to go watch some Tom Hanks movies and just hang out. Here's a word from our sponsor, Gilson Cycle. We'll see you next time.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on. What's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you?
Just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.